This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, that's the big news here at KMOX. We're still on 1120 AM. You don't have to worry about that, but we have made the switch over to FM as well. 104.1 FM, a full market signal here in St. Louis. So for all of you that just don't like switching your car radios to AM, you don't have to do it anymore. We are loud. We are clear coming through your FM radio. Also, you can find us on the Odyssey app. We are streaming everywhere that you can find us. So here we are, KMOX, coming to you. We are very happy to welcome on the program. She's one of our favorites. She is a native St. Louisan, covers Major League Baseball for ESPN. You also hear her doing work on MLB Network Radio on Sirius XM. She is Dani Wexelman. Follow her on Twitter at Dani Wex. Dani, we always appreciate your time. Welcome to KMOX on the FM dial for the first time ever.
Dude, congratulations. This is awesome. I'm so honored. You know I'm such a big fan, and anytime I get to talk on a hometown radio station, it gives me chills. It makes my heart burst. Like, I miss home. I miss St. Louis all the time. I think about home all the time, and I'm always thrilled to get to talk some ball with you, but I just really appreciate you having me.
Yeah, we're glad that you were able to find some time for us, for sure. What's this Cardinals offseason was a lot of nothing. Nolan Arenado doesn't get moved. They play in a bad division that anybody could seemingly win. It feels like the Cubs are probably the best team in the division, but what do you make of this current situation that the Cardinals are in right now?
Ah, yes. It's not a rebuild. It's a reset. Is that right? Do I have the R word right there?
This year in spring, they switched it. After Arenado came back, it morphed from reset to transition.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let me make sure I get that terminology right there. Listen, this is the equivalent to we need a makeover. We need a refresh, right? We have the bones and we have structure, but we need to take a look at the inventory that's already inside before we make massive upgrades. And we also just mortgaged our house, so we don't have money to go out and buy splashy, expensive things and spend money. And also, we unfortunately bought the piano that we shouldn't have, aka Nolan Arenado, and we can't offload it because nobody wants pianos anymore. And so it was frustrating, like, to say the very least. And then watching, as someone who covers the league, you want to see them be able to make accommodations for their younger guys to let them play. I like the plan, right? When you think about what John Mozeliak is trying to do and what this team is trying to do, in theory, it's a great plan. It wasn't executed because they weren't able to move Nolan. I'm in New York, Matt, you know, and I get asked every week, should he be on the Yankees? Should the Mets have gotten him? Like, should he be here in New York? To me, the Yankees were much more obvious mm-hmm. as a place. And so that would have allowed moves to be made, money to be spent, and also opening up the spots for more consistent playing time, because you cannot be a big leaguer if you can't get consistent playing time. And there is an unfortunate logjam right now. But I will say this, all of that being said, this is a team that is hungry. They have a chip on their shoulder. They're tired of being talked about in this way. And it is a winnable division. They absolutely can go out and create some chaos. I was optimistic about last year. I was surprised that they finished above 500. So even in a year where they were down, they still finished above 500. It is a frustrating offseason, and I hope it's the last of its kind.
Yeah, I think Cardinals fans would agree with that, and obviously it's the final year for John Mozeliak before Chaim Bloom comes in, and Bloom already has his fingerprints on some things going on inside of the organization. Arenado, some of the overall numbers in spring weren't great, but the underlying numbers, bat speed, things like that, look good. He had a home run in the Triple, you know, this game against Memphis, their Triple A affiliate yesterday. If Arenado gets off to a nice start, do you think some of those teams you mentioned, like the Yankees and Mets, might circle back in on him?
Well, let me say this too, is that I can't put too much stock in spring. I really, really can't. When it comes to position battles, like Victor Scott, maybe it's a little different. But for veteran guys or guys who have been there, I'm not going to put stock in it because you don't know what they're working on. You don't know if he's made an offseason adjustment to the swing. You don't know if he's trying to identify different pitches. You get no idea. And so I can't put too much stock in that. That's the good news. Do I think he could still be moved? Yeah, I think he could be moved next week. If a third baseman goes down in the league, you can bet yourself that John Mozeliak is going to be on the phone asking a team if they're interested. I have no doubt about it. The third base situation for the New York Yankees is dicey right now. They have a couple of guys that they're looking at. They're all younger guys who don't have a ton of experience because DJ LeMahieu is hurt. If DJ comes back healthy, then Nolan is out. There's no way. But ironically, two former Rockies too. But I would love to see him across the diamond from Paul Goldschmidt. The Yankees would love to see those two guys covering the corners for them. And I think Nolan's bat might need a change of scenery. For the Mets, no. The Mets have a guy. They have Mark Vientos. That would be, unless Mark Vientos goes down and so does everyone else, I can't see him with the Mets. But yeah, I do think at any time that could happen. And again, I mean, Nolan's a pro, right? So I know Katie Wu's done a great job covering mm-hmm. that team down in spring, and so is everyone else. Like, he's going to show up and do the work, and he should have a chip on his shoulder. He still has more in the tank. He still has more to prove, but I do think he wants to be moved. And I think it would benefit the Cardinals in such a tremendous way to allow those young guys. I'm thinking specifically about Nolan Gorman and allowing him to reach his full potential. I still hate, Matt, that Jordan Walker was moved to the outfield and asked to learn the position because they wanted his bat. And now it's led to a very tumultuous tenure so far in his young career. He's a natural third baseman, and he doesn't get to play his position. It's all been blocked because Nolan's there. So I genuinely hope, I don't want anyone to get hurt or go down, but I do hope a situation arises to where they can move him and allow the young guys to play.
We were just talking about Nolan Gorman a moment ago because the Cardinals put a lineup last night that I think is the lineup they're going to use on opening day, and it did not have Nolan Gorman in there. We spent an entire offseason talking about this being the year of the runway for Jordan Walker and Nolan Gorman, and now it's looking like Gorman might not be an opening day starter. It's a really tough spot for the Cardinals to be in because when you got a guy who can maybe be a 30 to 40 home run guy, and you got another guy like J.J. Weatherholt, who's going to be in St. Louis before you know it, there's a clock ticking on how much time you have to figure out whether or not Gorman's a guy that you want to be.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Be a big part of your future.
Yeah, and you know, those are both guys I got to cover in high school. I covered Nolan Gorman and Matthew Liberatore together at the same time. They came up at the same time. And so it's been tough to watch because I do think there's a lot of potential there. Let me start with the good news. The good news is that they're not approaching free agency soon, right? Jordan Walker's got a year and change. Nolan Gorman's got 2 years and change. They're not free agents for a while. So they still have time to develop, to have that runway. But the longer you wait, the more difficult it becomes to them. And then the more pressure they're facing as they approach free agency because they don't have the experience and they don't have the numbers. It's not ideal for either party, right? You are asking, this is happening around the league all the time. For example, Cam Smith, right? He just made the roster for the Houston Astros. He was playing for Florida State in college last year as a third baseman, okay? Very similar situation. He's playing right field for the Astros. He's going to be their right fielder. He played zero games in right field in college, but they won his bat. So they're asking guys to move spots. And you could say to yourself, Danny, it's not that big of a deal. They're athletes. It is a big deal, especially if you're moving infield to outfield. I've heard the outfield to infield move is even harder. But the problem with the Cardinals is that they have these young, talented guys who haven't played their natural positions. That's a problem. I don't care how athletic you are. You're not Mookie Betts. He's really the only guy in the league who can do something like that. It's not every guy who can do it. And so that's where I get concerned, is that they just don't have the experience. I think there's still time. I'm not stressed about that yet, but I want them to experience playing a full season with consistent at-bats at the big league level, facing big league pitchers at their positions that they know how to play, because that will make the Cardinals better. That makes the Cardinals win. When you feel comfortable, when you're playing spots that you know and getting consistent at-bats, to your point, Nolan Gorman not being in the lineup, like, what does that mean for him? How does a young guy learn consistent at-bats? And when you don't get them, you are going to struggle.
We're talking with Danny Wexelman. You mentioned Matthew Liberatore. He was stretched out at the beginning of spring like a million pitchers are every year that still end up in the bullpen. But then all of a sudden, as those numbers continue to look better and better, they made the decision to they're going to go with a six-man rotation. Eventually, he's going to be the fifth starter. He'll be in the rotation from the beginning. He at one point was one of the top pitching prospects in baseball. It hasn't come together for him in the big leagues, but he also has never really been given that opportunity. It feels like the theme of our conversation, Danny, is opportunity. Matthew Liberatore is finally being given that opportunity to be an every fifth, every 6 day starter, and it's gonna be fun to see what he turns that into.
Yeah, Matt, I have seen this so often, and you're just seeing it across the league. The Angels are so hungry to call guys up all the time. They're doing it again this year. They're calling a dude up who has like no service time in the minor leagues, and there is value in that. And I will say that the Cardinals, the crux of all this too, Matt, is that the Cardinals need to improve their farm system and the development down there, right? That is a huge part of the building blocks of what's going on, and they've had an overhaul, and there has to be more emphasis on that. But for Liberatore, to your point, his first season in St. Louis, 7 starts, 9 games. His second season, 11 starts, 22 games. And then in 2024, 6 starts, 60 games, right? So he is primarily been a bullpen guy. That's not who he is. He's had to learn that mentality, learn how to get up maybe just once a game. It's totally different, right? And he's willing to do it, but I would urge you to watch him shine and fly this season being a regular starting pitcher. I wouldn't be surprised if this is the year that he takes off and has the chance to really show you what he's made of. I think that he's a really talented kid. He was such a highly touted prospect out of high school with Nolan Gorman. Those two were thick as thieves coming out of the same town, right? But he hasn't had a chance to show it. He got traded really early, didn't have a chance to develop with the Rays, and then gets to St. Louis. It's jarring for guys. I think we're underestimating how difficult it is to move teams early in your career, then have to figure out the minor league system for a new team, then be asked to be in a spot that you're not accustomed to being so young. I'll give him a lot of chances. He's still really young. He's 25 years old, right? So he should be starting to figure it out. This could be the year he does it. And what I love the six-man rotation, Matt, is that he's not going to feel so much pressure to be the guy every fifth day. I am sure he's picked Sonny Gray's brain and Miles' brain and all the guys from last year too, and had a chance to hopefully understand his role better.
Danny Wexelman does a great job covering Major League Baseball, ESPN, MLB Network Radio. She is a native St. Louisan. Follow her on Twitter at Danny Wex, DaniWex. Danny, thanks so much for the time. I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Enjoy opening day. We're just a couple days away. Enjoy it and enjoy the baseball season.
I appreciate you, Matt. Let's have a great one.
Yeah, absolutely. Danny Wexelman joining us here on the program. We appreciate her spending a few. My goal, by the way, with her was to talk more like what's going on across Major League Baseball. We just got locked in on the Cardinals, and she obviously is following along there. And some great insights from her as somebody who, you know, she has covered the college game and the prep game throughout her baseball career, and the fact that she has followed along with guys like Matthew Liberatore and Nolan Gorman and saw those guys at the beginning of their baseball journey and to see where they're at now, still relatively early on in their baseball journeys, but those two guys still have something to prove for sure. And yeah, it's there's a lot of players who are key to the Cardinals having success this year. Those two guys certainly fall under that category for different reasons. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me if you'd like, at Matt Pauley on air. For those of you who are watching, we have a good number of folks who are watching on the streams right now. Feel free to leave a comment, and we'll try to address some of those as well. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line. More in just a moment right here on KMOX.